Welcome to Water Online Radio's coverage from WEFTEC, broadcasting live from Chicago, Illinois. WEFTEC 2015, one world, one water, one event. Water Online Radio is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Kelly Riggs.
All right, welcome back to Water Online Radio's fifth exciting year of coverage from WEFTEC. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Kelly Riggs. Kelly, we're off and running day one of our coverage of this great exhibition. As I suspected, great people, great organizations doing amazing things for the industry.
No doubt about that. And traffic is picking up, the energy is picking up, conversations get better and better.
Absolutely. Well, this is an organization that we're about to speak to. We've had on this show many, many times before, always doing amazing things, always stellar conversations. Today will be no different. Let's say hello to Dan Harden. He's a regional sales manager with Micrometer. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Glad to be here.
Now, it's good to have you. Appreciate you making time to join us. I know we're just kicking off day one of our coverage, but I appreciate you making some time to join us. Dan, before we get into our important conversation, do me a favor. Take a few minutes and walk us through a bit about you and your background, and then give us that 10,000-foot view of Micrometer. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Okay. I'm Dan Harden, regional sales manager for Micrometer, and basically what Micrometer... I've been in the industry for over 15 years doing water metering, waterworks, and wastewater. What Micrometer does is they specialize in flow measurement for all types of different fluids, whether it's water, gas, whatever, but specifically here we want to talk about water. Micrometer's been in the industry for over 60 years, and a lot of that success stems from our two core principles. One, listening to our customers and really understanding what it is they want to accomplish, and two, innovating, providing versatile solutions for those problems that our customers have. Our FPI mag meter is a great example of that. Combines an innovative design, advanced flow sensing technology, and it's an accurate meter and has great problem-solving advantages.
Hey, Dan, no question, municipalities today really focusing on conservation efforts and ways that they can optimize efficiency with water management. As a part of that, addressing problems like non-revenue water, leak detection, things like that, those are big goals. You mentioned the FPI mag meter. Tell me how it helps in those areas as a problem-solving tool.
Okay, the FPI mag is a highly accurate mag meter, but it's an insertion mag meter. It's accurate down to about 0.5%, which is very well in this industry. And with it being an insertion mag meter, it actually gets inserted into the pipeline versus a standard full bore mag where the customer would have to cut the pipeline out, or cut a portion of the pipe out, shut the water line down, bolt on flanges, have a crane, a crew of guys around. With the FPI mag, they can actually insert the mag into a live water line without any sort of heavy duty equipment or anything, and they do it much faster, and it gets the full profile of the water line, so they're able to get that accuracy out of that meter.
All right, well, sounds good, but walk us through some real world examples. Give us some good stories how this is working in the marketplace.
Okay, I'll give you an example. We have a small utility in Colorado that I'm working with, and they have a booster station where they wanted to start metering the water coming out of that booster station, and they needed to be very accurate. The problem is when we looked at the location of where they want this meter, they don't have a whole lot of room. In fact, they have less than 8 inches on either side. So what we did is we came and showed them the FPI, and they're going to go ahead and install that in that location so that they can be able to read the water going through there at a highly accurate level. And it's only going to take us about 30 to 35 minutes to install this meter. So very, very accurate for them.
Well, and data and analytics are really critical to these organizations as they try to monitor what's going on any piece of the pipe that they're dealing with. In the FPI mag meter, when you have that level of accuracy, certainly that aids in that part of the process.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll give you another example. Throughout my travels, I work with a lot of larger utilities, large cities, where they're actually selling water to smaller utilities around them. Some, in fact, sell water to over 50 utilities in their neighboring area, large metroplexes. So what they want to do is they want to capture the exact water that's going into those utilities so they can bill accurately. And additionally, those utilities that are getting that water want to make sure they're being billed accurately. And so when you're talking a large utility that's pushing 50 million gallons a day, and you're talking a meter accuracy that could be around 3% off, that's a lot of dollars. So with the FPI mag being 0.5% accuracy, that's more revenue for the customer.
Well, that's mission critical for a small utility, but accurate measurement for a large utility, is game-changing.
Oh, absolutely.
It can have so much profound impact. Talk about the micrometer process on how you deal with a small utility versus a big utility. Obviously, there's the micrometer way, right? And mm-hmm. you approach those challenges differently. Walk us through that process.
Well, the challenges are almost one and the same. So every customer really wants to monitor that non-revenue water, whether they're big or small. Every customer utility wants to gain as much knowledge about their water system as they can, what water's flowing where, how it's getting there, and the rate at which it's flowing. So what's unique about the micrometer FPI is utilities can use it, for example, like district metering. So they can pump, you know, a million gallons into one region and then divide it up into multiple districts, and they can use that to make sure that enough water is getting to each district, and they can figure out how much is going into each district. So that way, for example, let's say they're pumping a million gallons into their system through the FPI, and then all of a sudden through all the other meters in the system, they're only billing for 800,000. They can immediately figure out we're missing 200,000 gallons of water. So yes, and that works both with large utilities and small utilities.
Dan, certain areas of the country, California comes to mind, obviously huge problems with water and the drought and conservation efforts, absolutely critical. Tremendous application for the product there.
Correct, yeah, and we're doing really well with it in California, places like California, Colorado, Wyoming, where there's a lot of droughts. The reason is because when these utilities create, I don't want to say create, but when they pull this water, they clean it, and they're shipping it down the line for everybody to use, that costs them money. So every gallon that they clean and put into their water line and ship down for everybody to use, they want to make sure that they're getting every ounce accounted for as it goes through the system. So yeah, in California, that's a critical issue.
But still, at the same time, what I see is the ease of inserting the FPI mag meter in there. I mean, if you've got to shut down a pipe and the labor and everything's involved. So talk a little bit more about that. I mean, that's got to be a big selling point.
Oh yeah, that's a great selling point. So again, in a normal application, a customer would have to cut out the water line, basically shut it down, which they're losing money once they shut that water line down. Mm-hmm. Then they have to cut a section of pipe out, weld some flanges, put a new meter in its place, get it up and running again. That can take up to a day, depending on the size.
Wow.
So you take, for example, a 30-inch pipeline. With the FPI, they can do a simple hot tap. They simply put a 2-inch line on it, tap it. They can do it live, and that thing's up and running in about 45 minutes. And what we've seen on average is about a 45% reduction in installation costs.
Outstanding.
Well, I suspect you're exhibiting here at WEFTEC, and I assume you're demonstrating the FPI mag meter. I confirm that. And what else are you talking about here?
Well, we also have the FPI-X. And what that is that's where we actually take two FPI meters and we install them at a 90-degree angle next to each other. And what that does is that actually increases the accuracy and increases the amount of water that is measured. And that's a good application for if you're coming right out of a 90 or you have a pump real close to it or something like that. It'll pick up real difficult situations where most mag meters can't do that. But yeah, we have all of our products, including the FPI, on display at our booth, which is at 4405.
What do you anticipate will be the most commonly asked questions of people who come by your exhibit?
Basically, how do I install this?
That's going to be the big issue.
That's the big issue.
The ease of installation.
Yeah, is the ease of installation, and they want to make sure that it's nothing out of the ordinary, that it will take them a lot longer to do, because that's how we sell it, is it's very ease of installation, and it's a highly accurate mag meter. Those are the two big selling points.
Well, Kelly, me thinks those will be simple conversations.
Yeah, easy.
It's simple to install. Any other questions?
Yeah, what else can we do for you?
All right. Well, Dan, I hate to say it, running low on time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions, and where can they learn more about micrometer?
Well, they can either come by our booth today, which is booth 4405, more information on our website, which is just micrometer.com, or our phone number is 1-800-220-2279.
Dan Harden, a regional sales manager with Micrometer. Dan, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. That's all the time we have for now. On behalf of my co-host, Kelly Riggs, our producer, Floyd Fischel, and all of us at Water Online, I am Todd Schnick. Our exclusive coverage from WEFTEC. We'll be right back.